The scriptures are always hinting at that, but you'll never get it, because you won't understand a word of what the scriptures are saying till you wake up. Sleeping people read the scriptures and crucify the Messiah on the basis of them. You've got to wake up to make sense out of the scriptures. But you know something? When you do wake up, they make sense. So does reality. But you'd never be able to put it into words. Now, wouldn't you do something? Wouldn't you swing into action? Of course you'd swing into action. But we've got to make sure that you're not swinging into action to get rid of your negative feelings. Am I making sense? Lots of people swing into action and only make things worse, you know, because they're not coming from love. They're coming from negative feelings. They're coming from guilt, from anger, from hate, from a sense of injustice, or whatever. We got to make sure of that first. We've got to make sure of your being before you swing into action. You got to make sure of who you are before we see what you do. And unfortunately, when sleeping people swing into action, they just substitute one cruelty with another, one injustice with another, and so it goes on. Meister Rakart, again, says so powerfully, it is not by your actions that you will be saved or awakened, call it any word you want, but by your being. It is not by what you do, but by what you are that you will be judged. Of course, of what good is it to you to feed the hungry and give drink to the thirsty and visit the prisoners in jail? Remember that sentence? I could give my body to be burnt and all my goods to feed the poor, but if I have not love, that's important. Not your actions. Not your actions. Forget it. It's your being. Then you might get into action, or you might not get into action. You can't decide that till you know, till you understand, till you're awake. And unfortunately, all the emphasis is being put on changing the world and very little emphasis on waking you up. When you wake up, you will know what to do or what not to do. Some of the mystics are very strange, you know, like that man Jesus who says, I wasn't sent to those people. I just limit myself to what I'm supposed to do right now. Later, maybe. Some of them go into silence, mysteriously. Some of them sing songs. Some of them get into service. We're never sure. They're a law unto themselves. They know exactly what is to be done. Get into the heat of battle. Keep your heart at the lotus feet of the Lord, as I said to you this morning. So, see what happens to us when we're asleep. It's like I said to you before, the world is good, or the world is right, because you feel good. Imagine that you're unwell and you're in a foul mood, and they're taking you through some lovely countryside, beautiful landscape, but you're not in the mood for seeing anything. Another day you pass by the same place and you say, good heavens, where was I that I didn't notice all of this? Everything becomes beautiful when you change. You're looking at the trees and the mountains through windows that are wet with the rain in a storm, and everything looks blurred and shapeless. And you want to go right out there and change those trees and change those mountains. Wait a minute. Let's examine your window. When the storm ceases and the rain stops, and you look out of the window, you say, "Well, how different everything looks." Because we see people and things not as they are, but as we are. And it's so important to understand that. That is why when two people look at something or look at someone, you get two different reactions. We see things and people not as they are, but as we are. Remember that sentence about everything turning to good for those who love God? When you awake, you don't try to make good things happen. They just happen. They just happen. Because you understand suddenly that everything that happens to you is good. Marvelous. So think of the people you're living with and whom you want to change. You find them moody, inconsiderate, unreliable, treacherous, or whatever. When you are different, they will be different. That's an infallible and miraculous cure. The day you are different, they will become different. You'll see them differently. He seemed so terrifying, he's actually frightened. She seemed so rude, I am actually frightened. Or whatever, we suddenly see things differently. All of a sudden, no one has the power to hurt you anymore. No one has the power to put pressure on you. It's a marvelous state. You're putting pressure on me. You know, it's something like this. It's like you leave a book on the table and I pick it up and I say, "You're pressing this book on me." I'm not pressing any book on me. You're doing your thing. It's up to me to pick it up or not to pick it up. But people never understood that. They're so busy accusing everybody else, blaming everyone else, blaming life, blaming society, blaming their neighbor. You never change that way. You continue in your nightmare. You never wake up. So, if you would put this program into action, as I said to you this morning, 1,000 times, A, identify the negative feelings. B, understand that they are in you, not in the world, not in external reality. C, do not say that that is an essential part of I. These things come and go. D, understand that when you change, everything changes.